With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Up to 2 feet of snow on the ground, and not to mention whiteout conditions as powerful winds blow the snow around today in parts of the Northeast. National Weather Service forecaster Kevin Kadima.
Well, yeah, this is quite a nor'easter. I mean, on a scale that we don't see very often around these parts. I mean, we certainly are no strangers to nor'easters, but this will be a particularly high-end nor'easter considering the heavy snow and also the really strong wind gusts, anywhere from 60 to 80 miles an hour wind gusts.
The National Weather Service says those snow piles could reach 2 feet in many places, along with those heavy winds and sharply reduced visibility. A federal judge has permanently barred the release of a report by Special Counsel Jack Smith into his probe into President Trump's holding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon granted a request from the administration to keep that report under wraps. The probe resulted in criminal charges in 2023, but the judge dismissed the case in 2024 after concluding that Smith was unlawfully appointed to the case in the first place. And she also says the release of the report now would present a manifest injustice to Trump and his co-defendants. Team USA bested Team Canada in men's hockey yesterday for its first gold since 1980.
Jack Hughes' golden goal at 1:41 of overtime sealed a 2-1 win over rival Canada on Sunday in the gold medal game in Milan. Team USA avenged gold medal game losses to Canada at Vancouver in 2010 and Salt Lake City in 2002, as well as last year's Four Nations Face-Off Championship. The win came 46 years to the day of the Americans' Miracle on Ice victory over the Soviet Union in Lake Placid. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And this is SRN News. There's a new poll out that charts faith and education.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering somebody. Amongst the religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. This is SRN News. There's a new wave of trade uncertainty following the Supreme Court's striking down of President Trump's global tariffs last week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In response to last week's high court decision and the president's threat of new tariffs, India has delayed plans to send a trade delegation to Washington this week. The tariffs ruling also adds a wrinkle to already complicated U.S.-China relations ahead of Donald Trump's visit to China at the end of next month. And the European Commission is demanding that the U.S. honor a trade pact that was signed last year. Greg Clugston reporting.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear from oil and gas companies trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry itself liable for billions of dollars in damage said to be linked to climate change. The conservative majority court took up the case today. The companies went to the high court after Colorado's highest court allowed a lawsuit from Boulder to proceed. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.